This is a health warning from Dr. Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for back braces. If you're 65 or older and suffering from back pain, you may qualify to receive an advanced pain-relieving back brace at little or no cost to you. Many people are now using our pain-relieving back brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief that they haven't felt in years. Don't let your back pain turn into something worse. Remember, if you qualify for no money out of pocket, there's nothing to lose and only real pain relief to gain. Our friendly team of experts will handle all paperwork and we'll deliver it for free. 800-507-1148. Your pain-relieving back brace may be covered by Medicare at little or no cost to you. Call our hotline now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible supply. Promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review. Ha, ha. The Video Game Review. Yeah! The Video Game Review. What, what? The Video Game Review. Ha! The Video Game Review. What, what, what? The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review.
Come on, people, now!
Video Game Review. Don't be hating. The Video Game Review. That's what I have said. The Video Game Review. Keep it real. The Video Game Review.
All right, thank you so much, and welcome to another live edition of the Video Game Review coming to you on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network. I'm Rick Tittle, your humble host here in our home studios downtown San Francisco on Broadway, where they say the neon lights are bright. But lots of ways to listen to this show. First and foremost, outside of the network, we are on American Forces Radio. That's 500 outlets, 177 countries on The View. Big supporter of our troops out there. I come from a military family. I think most Americans do, but even if you don't, we all appreciate what they do to keep us safe and allow us to sit at home and play video games. They're brave, so we don't have to be. So you stay safe. Come home soon. We also go through our website, sportsbyline.com. Any emails, and we'll do that too when we give away a game at 40 after in about a half hour from now. Use the email address rick@sportsbyline.com. Cheat code request for the end of the show as well. But sportsbyline.com, as we stream along, we're also proudly on SB Nation Radio. And so their website, SB Nation Live. And also on Sirius Satellite Radio on the Dan Patrick Channel. Great to have you with us. I met Dan Patrick years ago at NAB, National Association of Broadcasters Convention. This is when Barry Bonds was going for the home run record. And I'm 6'2". I'm relatively tall, but that guy is really tall. He's really tall. Anyway, nice to be on that channel as well. Plus, apropos applications, the TuneIn Radio app, the iHeartRadio app, Stitcher app. That's right. Tear your clothes. We'll stitch them up. Speaking of Stitcher, how about Twitch? Kind of sounds like it, except that's on TV. Yes, there I am. You got a little high-def webcam checking me out right now, face made for radio. Search for Sports Byline USA. There we are on the Twitch app and twitch.tv. You can also, there's a little chat window if you'd like to communicate that way as well. But the main way is the toll-free line, 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. Works all over North America. Once again, 1-800-878-PLAY. And there's no guest book today, so you can be my guest. And whatever's going on, neophytes, hardcore gamers, everyone in between, I'll tell you what's new this week. And as I said, I'll give away a brand new game. And I'm a gamer just like you, so let's talk video games. I'm Rick Tittle. We will come right back on the Video Game Review.
Are you an active stock market investor? Well, then you know these three key words: buy, sell, hold. Those three magic words can make or lose you money in the stock market. What if we can show you a time-tested tool that's been helping stock market investors succeed for over 30 years? It's called VectorVest, an amazing system designed to make smart investing easy. The VectorVest system analyzes, sorts, and ranks over 19,000 stocks every day and tells you when to buy, what to buy, and when to sell any stock to maximize your profits in less than 10 minutes a day. And if you call right now, you can test drive our amazing VectorVest system risk-free for 30 days for just $9.95.
800-584-2519. 800-584-2519. 800-584-2519. That's 800-584-2519.
Do you have a problem hearing the television? Do you need to crank up the volume so loud your family is screaming at you? Then put on your TV ears. TV Ears has helped millions of people just like you hear TV loud and clear without cranking up the volume. For about $60 with a 30-day free trial, you can get your own set of TV Ears. When you wear TV Ears, you can mute the TV volume for private listening or let others watch TV with you. Order in the next 10 minutes and take us up on our 30-day home trial and very special price. TV Ears is a brand hearing professionals have trusted for more than 20 years. And through this special radio offer, you can get your very own for just $60. Just mention promo code RADIO. So put on your TV Ears and make everyone happy.
800-984-4207. 800-984-4207. 800-984-4207. That's 800-984-4207.
I'm pretty handy around the house, but now that I have kids, I don't want to spend my Saturday installing a toilet or fixing an air conditioner. But thankfully, there's HomeAdvisor. HomeAdvisor helps me find the best home pros in my area to handle any kind of project. You can read reviews of the pros, check their availability, and even book appointments online. And what my wife loves most is that HomeAdvisor is completely free to use.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app to get started. HomeAdvisor.
And now, an ad from Mom.
Here I go. Bundling home and auto with Progressive can save you money on your car insurance. No kidding. Oh, all right. I'm sorry. I added that last part in. You can edit that out, right? Or you can keep it in if you like. I mean, my opinion is I think it's good. I think other people my age would like it. Very relatable.
Progressive can't save you from becoming your parents, but we can save you money when you bundle home and auto. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
The Video Game Review.
Alrighty then, a little cover there from the mini bosses from Brazil at some F-Zero port town, if I'm not mistaken. Back in the days of Mode 7, Rick Tittle with you on the Video Game Review. Great to have you with us. 1-800-878-PLAY. It's all about y'alls and your calls. Get in the queue. We'll talk to you. Yeah, Mode 7 was a thing that Super Nintendo had right around 1991, 92, where it was a way of making things 3D, and it was they would grab these pixels and they would just zoom them in. And it was a great way of making 3D in the early 90s, and especially a game like Pilot Wings, which was so amazing. And you're, you know, jumping out of an airplane, and then you basically take these blocks of pixels and you just zoom them in, and it makes you feel like you're getting closer and closer. And we are closer and closer to the perfect video game. Will anyone make it? That's not why we're here. We're here to talk about what's out right now. We are in the golden age of video games. It doesn't mean that everything is golden. There's still a lot of garbage. But let's take a look at some news this week. I thought it was kind of funny. There was a Reddit thread that was created yesterday. It was a screenshot of a NBA 2K screen loading. And it said, unskippable ads in a $60 blanking game, blanking 2K. He put 60 and then the dollar sign after it, though. I guess technically you could say 60 and then dollar. And loading screen advertisements are not something that we find uncommon in 2K games. You can also disable them by turning off the game's settings. But the other thing is usually ads are free in mobile games. People say, I paid for this one. Look, when we go to a movie theater now, it's not just 17. It's usually 14. I've timed it. You probably have to. 14 to 17 minutes of trailers. But even before that, you get a lot of commercials. You're paying to see some commercials. But here's the thing. NBA 2K19, well, the season is over. There is no NBA basketball right now. We just had the draft. We're getting ready for free agency. It's now $299, which means it is a 95% discount. So the game sells at this $3 price point to get a lot of new people in. So those people who moan and groan about the ads now, I think that's a pretty good trade. A $3 game and you get some ads. I know that there are plenty of games on my phone that I have, just little time wasters while you're on public transport or waiting at the dentist's office, what have you, or doing this show. No, just kidding. That you'll play a round or a world or a level, whatever, and then you got to sit through a 30-second commercial. And what is it for? It's usually for another crappy game. And it will say, download it. You know, playable demo. Playable demo. Come on, do it. Touch it. You know you want to. Playable demo. You're like, oh, I can't take it. Then every once in a while I'll say, hey, $3.99. You don't have to look at the ads anymore. And I'm always like, nah, I'm good. It's really not that much. But it's still, I don't know, it's the principle of the thing. It's supposed to be a free game. You know, I'll buy two beers in San Francisco like I did at this German restaurant on Friday, me and for a friend. And it was $30 for two beers with a tip. It's $30. And I don't even blink. And yet $3.99 to get rid of. No, how dare you? That's way too much. A few years ago on my sports talk show, I had two MMA fighters in. And they're about to go at it. And I won't say the guy's name because this was during a break, but I come back on my sports talk show with this auto-tune, like me saying, oh, Rick's so great, he's so smart, he's so handsome. It's just kind of a joke. And one of the fighters said, that's really cool. How'd you do that? I said, it's an app. He said, is it free? I said, it's 99 cents. And he went, oh, no way. And he reacted like I said it was $1 million. How much is that thing? It's $1 million. Oh. And I said, 99 cents is too much. And he said, it's not too much, but I already paid so much for that phone. I pay so much every month to have the phone and use the service. I'm not giving anyone on that phone 99 more cents. And when he put it that way, I'm like, okay, well, it's the principle of the thing. I do get it. I understand it. So it's all out there. NBA 2K is now only $3 if you want to get in. And I know a guy who has called the show before. He never pays full price for a game, ever. He'll wait 2 years if he has to. For the game, not just to come down $10. Because I always feel like if you really want a game and it's $69 and now you're going to buy it used for $59, I mean, if that $10 is going to break your back, then yeah, do it. But if you really want it, you know, a lot of times I buy games even though I know I'm not going to like them, which is stupid. Like, I'm not a big fan of Rockstar games, even though I have a couple of GTAs. I just always end up just putting in a cheat code, not doing any of the missions, and I get sick of it and I stop playing. But I still fell into the trap of Red Dead 2, and I stood in a long line even after I put in my money for it, and I was able to get it, and it's just to sit through that cinematic movie over and over and over and over again and take the joy, and then finally to get down off that snowy mountain. The combat is so clunky. It's over the shoulder. It just was a giant pain. And I thought, all right, I forced myself to play this game. Now what do I do? You know, and I paid whatever, $69.99 plus tax. You sell it back. What do they give you? They give you $12. You're lucky to get $12. There used to be, and I wish this was still the case, that Target would take back your game and give you full price. If it was unwrapped, if it was wrapped. And so people would get out the cellophane and a hairdryer and pretend like it was wrapped, and they were getting $60 a pop. And the real nefarious, diabolical people, the crooks, were turning in empty boxes. So this is probably why, like, nah, you've had it right. But the thing is, they buy it for $12, and then what do? They sell it for $59. That's why it's called a commercial enterprise. They're trying to make money. But I can't. There are a lot of games that when I look in the bargain bin, I'll buy them when they're $9.99 because it was a game that I was mildly interested in. I just didn't want to fork out. I don't care how rich you are, $69 is a lot of cash. When I bought Battlefield 1 and I bought the DLC with it, you know, it was like $85 and it was worth every penny. It was so good. But it's still a kick in the crotch. You're paying $80 for a game. I can get a used console that I'd never play for that amount of money. So I know they try to nickel and dime you, and there are microtransactions, and, you know, I don't know who in the world would ever pay for a skin for their gun. It's like, I really want that pink zebra pattern for my my Mac 10 in Call of Duty 9, The Happening. Here you go. Here's 99 cents. But everybody, different strokes for different folks. But to complain that NBA 2K comes down to $2.99 and there's some ads in there, it's just during loading screens. If every time you hit a free throw, they went to some fake commercial, then I think it would be, I don't know, maybe a little bit more aggravating. It's the world in which we live. That's my motto on the video game review. Come on back.
I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a one-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
Do you have a problem hearing the television? Do you need to crank up the volume so loud your family is screaming at you? Then put on your TV ears. TV Ears has helped millions of people just like you hear TV loud and clear without cranking up the volume. For about $60 with a 30-day free trial, you can get your own set of TV ears. When you wear TV ears, you can mute the TV volume for private listening or let others watch TV with you. Order in the next 10 minutes and take us up on our 30-day home trial and very special price. TV Ears is a brand hearing professionals have trusted for more than 20 years. And through this special radio offer, you can get your very own for just $60. Just mention promo code RADIO. So put on your TV ears and make everyone happy.
800-984-4207. 800-984-4207. 800-984-4207. That's 800-984-4207.
The Video Game Review.
Welcome back to the Video Game Review. Great to have you with us. Rick Tittle in downtown San Francisco, California. Got the full nerd look going today with the hat and the reading glasses. This is what happens when you get old. On Twitch, welcome to everybody watching on twitch.tv. We've got people there. And you can comment in the little comment section, stream chat as they call it. 1-800-878-PLAY is the number to call. In the next segment, we'll give away a brand new game, as we always do at 40 after. Also tell you what's coming out new this week. One of the games that's new this week, and is going to be a big hit, is Super Mario Maker 2. Obviously a Nintendo Switch exclusive. And this is from Nintendo. Mario fans of the world unite. Now you can play, create, and share the side-scrolling Super Mario courses of your dreams in the Super Mario Maker 2 game, available exclusively on the Nintendo Switch system. Dive into the single-player story mode and play built-in courses to rebuild Princess Peach's castle. And then make your own courses alone or together. And with a Nintendo Switch online membership, share your courses, access a near endless supply made by others, enjoy online multiplayer, and more. I think they meant nearly endless. But here's the cool part. Because as intriguing as it is to... I remember there was this kart game, kart racing game, pro kart racing. I can't remember now. It was so long ago on this show. And you could build your own kart courses. And the software for it was pretty amazing. And you put in all these great traps. And it just laid out. It was the most effortless thing I ever saw. And I forgot the name of it. But it was it was pretty fun. But for me, I would build a couple courses. And then I go, hey, try my track. And I'm like, bah. So I would be tempted to do a few levels, but it's sort of like the Groucho Marx line that I don't want to belong to a club that would have someone like me as a member. I would think, it's like if I make myself dinner, I'm like, I'm not a good chef. It's probably not that good. And it's not self-deprecation insecurity. It's just that, I'm not a video game designer. I'm a gamer. So here's the cool part. Over 100 built-in courses. That's what you need. And so the cool thing is if you do, you say, well, okay, I'm going to have, I'll build my own. I'll have a pipe and some Koopas and a bullet bob. Well, you can have a cannon that shoots out coins. What a friendly cannon. Bling, bling. You could have Bowser riding on a giant Goomba. You could create slopes where Mario just slides down and takes out everyone. And as I said, you can give one of the Joy-Con controllers and you could build cooperatively on a single system, which would be kind of weird. But this game does come out on Friday. We'll get to the other releases here in the next segment. But this is the thing, the asterisk, if they say power up the fun even further with a Nintendo Switch online membership. Now, that gives you access to Course World, and they say it's wealth of online content and functionality. That way, you can track your rankings. I don't know how you would rank it, how fast you get through the levels, I guess. Share your creations. Leave comments on the courses that you've played. You can also tackle something called the Endless Challenge, and then save your online courses locally for later offline play, which is pretty cool. You can just pull them down. And then customize how you appear to others by pimping out your me as well. So you think, well, that's interesting. Now, fans with a paid Nintendo Switch Online membership can purchase a pair of Nintendo Switch game vouchers for that are $100 for $80. That's one thing they have going, and you're like, eh, okay, I guess that's okay. But if you, you know, if you sign up, obviously you get a huge selection of NES games. You want to play Super Mario 3 or Balloon Fight, Legend of Zelda, Ice Hockey, Dr. Mario, stuff like that. You also give save data up into the cloud. You don't have to keep that locally. There's a smartphone app with voice chat on it as well. And then you get special deals as well. Now, the membership is right now is $20 a year. Normally, it's around $50 a year. If you just want to try it out for a month, it's $3.99. I think that's very fair, just to check it out. Now, if you want something called a family membership, this is 8 different Nintendo account holders. And I don't know if they can track you down. I mean, what would keep you from just having you and 7 of your friends do this? But that's $35 a year. $35 a year split 7 ways, that's very cheap. And that would be a good way to go as well. So you have to be 18 years old, obviously, to get that stuff. Now, special offers, what would it be? Well, I mentioned the game voucher thing. They're now offering $200 game vouchers, Super Smash Bros. Ultimate, and Super Smash Bros. Mario Maker, or Super Mario Maker 2. All of that for $120, which you save $20. You can battle your way to the top in a 99-player online battle in Tetris 99. How about that? You can target your enemies by sending them garbage blocks. The one that kind of caught my eye with the Nintendo Switch Online membership, you can play these enhanced NES game pads that said the way they were meant to be played. First of all, they have a rechargeable battery in them, so they're Wi-Fi. You get 2 controllers for $59, but obviously you have an A, B, select, start, and a D-pad. The only thing extra now is you have shoulder pads. And they're just, they call it an L and an R. And you get both of those for $60. That is only through if you want to be take the membership. The it's something to look into. If you really are interested in playing everybody else's games and levels, I think that's fine. You know, for a long time, when I had the PS2 and the Xbox 360, I sort of leaned more towards the PS2. I mean, I'm sorry, towards the Xbox 360. And then when I started playing online, as you know, we had XBLA, and that was $50 a year. And the PlayStation Network, even all the way through the PS3, was free. So I'm playing Battlefield 1943, 1944, Battlefield Bad Company 2, all these games, and it's free. And when I got the PS4, and I was over the moon to get it, I remember it was at a, because I like a schmuck, I forgot to pre-order it, and it came out. And the GameStop near my house, which unfortunately closed, but they said, look, 3 people did not pick up their systems yet, and we're about to close. So the rule is they had to pick them up today, or we would offer them up for general sale. So if you can get here right when we open, there should be 3 PS4s ready to go. And I'm like, great, what time do you open? He's like, 9. So I said, you know what, I'll get down there at 8 just to make sure. I'll wait for an hour. I got down there at 8, and there are 2 guys in line. I'm like, ah! I parked real quick, kind of jogged over. And then, sure enough, 5 minutes later, there's like 10 more people behind me. And the first 2 guys went up. You got a PS4? Let me look in the back. Yeah, there is one. Next guy, you got a PS4? Let me look in the back. And then me, you got a PS4? Let me look in the back. Oh, he did. But then I got the surprise of, well, you can't play online unless you buy a year of PlayStation Network for $50. I'm like, what? That's not how it works. Well, that's how it works now. And then he told the first two guys, look, there's no reason to have a PS4 unless you buy this camera, whatever it's called. It was this long. And I thought, that's really only used for, like, these workout games. And the guy told me, you're going to need the camera. And I go, I'm pretty sure I'm never going to use that camera. He goes, no, you're going to need this PS4 webcam thing. So many games are going to utilize it. You got to get it now. And I go, you know what? I'm going to hold off on that. That's one of the few things I ever did that was smart, because I still can't think of a game that I've ever owned that would have that. And that thing is, I'm not saying gone the way of the dodo, but whatever. So that's, and we'll get to the other new games this week. But Super Mario Maker 2. It's if you want to share your levels and do all that stuff, I think that's a pretty cool thing to do. And I know a lot of people want to get into the business of making video games. It's got a really cool user face. I was looking at it as you put squares up and you just press, you know, arrow up, up, down, down, the way you want things to go, little platforms. It's pretty pick up and build. You know, it's going to take a second to get used to it, but you can put whoever you want in there. You can put Mario in there, Luigi, Toad, Toadette, little outfits, anything you want, and it's a good thing to dive into. All right, when we come back, we'll give away a brand new game. Take your calls, 1-800-878-PLAY. Come on back.
Loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Trade Pros, whether you specialize in service or new construction, Ferguson knows firsthand how much work goes into a long day on the job, which is why we're committed to offering the products and solutions to get every job done right. With over 1,000 locations, an unmatched selection of specialty products, tools, and supplies, our pro pickup and same or next day delivery, you can trust that doing business with Ferguson will be the easiest part of your hard day's work. Visit Ferguson.com to find a counter location near you.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-371-9608. That's 1-800-371-9608. Call 1-800-371-9608. Call now.
Want to stay in touch with your favorite Sports Byline USA network hosts? Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at Sports Byline USA. You can also see the latest news in the world of sports, learn about upcoming contests and giveaways, plus catch up on guest info so you never miss a moment with the biggest names in every sport. Football, basketball, baseball, MMA, and more. No matter where you are in the U.S. or around the world, you can stay connected to the host and fans who love what you love. So check us out on Facebook and Twitter at Sports Byline USA.
The Video Game Review.
All right, we are back on the Video Game Review. Great to have you with us. Rick Tittle with you coast to coast and around the world on American Forces. It is 40 after the hour. This is the time when I give away a game. I have a very simple question to ask, and whoever is the second person to email me the correct answer will win it. The email address is rick@sportsbyline.com, sportsbyline.com. Once again, rick@sportsbyline.com, the second right winner. Why do I pick second? Because if I say the first, everyone assumes they've already answered. If I say the 17th, people are like, I'm never going to be the 17th. Second, I think people are like, I think I can be the second. The game is Steam World Quest, Hand of Gilgamesh. And this is available on the Switch, rated E for everyone. It is published by Thunderful Publishing and developed by Image and Form. And my question is, does this sound like a steampunk type of game, Steam World Quest, or does this sound like Tetris? Just let me know, rick@sportsbyline.com, and you can win the game, possibly. And it is a steampunk game. It's like, is this a trick question? Not really. But it's a card game, if you know the world. Classic, turn-based affair, cards and decks. And you know how it is when you explore dungeons. You want to pick the right characters. You need to level up and all that type of stuff. You get to pick, in this game, three characters from a huge pool. And then you take on chapter after chapter of these very linear dungeons and puzzles and things like that. So it's not like the type of thing where you can go off and go exploring. But there is pretty good combat. And, you know, just depending on who you picked and the decision you make, you'll see if you can make it through or not. Because maybe you need to use a turn to heal instead of attack. And maybe there's a card deck that, as you put it together, it creates a chain that can create special moves or special combos. And so you have to keep that healthy balances of somebody who's going to swing and strike and somebody who's going to parry and somebody who's going to heal or be a mage and that type of thing. And so that's why, especially when you face a boss, you really have to pick your cards together. The good thing is that you can go back and replay earlier chapters just to make sure you didn't miss anything. There are rare cards available throughout. You can go into an arena with some challenges and rewards. You don't have to get all of them to get through, like I say. And I think it's rather intriguing trying to come up with new ways to create various moves together. And then every once in a while, you can get just insane damage on someone. So if you're looking for a game that just is going to wow you, this is, I mean, it's got some interesting little characters for sure, and it's got that sort of steampunk vibe to it. I know that word is sort of overused, and I think if you're one of these deck building aficionados, you might find a little bit too rudimentary. It's just my speed, to tell you the truth, because I'm not a card deck fan, but I'm not a card deck hater. Haters gonna hate. I'm interested. I just want a game that's fun. I've said it once, I've said it 100 times. I don't like golf in real life, but I like golf video games. I thought you hated golf. No, I hate going out and golfing, and I hate watching golf, but I love golf video games. I think it's fascinating. Well, if it's a good one. Anyway, so once again, Steam World Quest, Hand of Gilgamesh. It is published by Thunderful Publishing and developed by Imogen Form. Rated E for everyone. Just be the second person to email me. Is this a steampunk game? Or is it basically yet another Tetris ripoff? Probably not. 1-800-878-PLAY. A couple of things before we get to the new releases. One of them is there is a was an article on Digital Spy on, and this is out for a while, but it's how Marvel's Avengers video games, constant updates and DLC is going to work and keep going through, as we saw at E3 as well. And they explained, and this was Noah Hughes, who's the studio creative director on Crystal Dynamics, said one of the ways we think about it is it's not so much DLC as we will just regularly look forward to updates within the game and challenges within the world's stories. So what does that mean? That means they're not going to create any new worlds. You know, if you get a DLC in Skyrim, you go to a gate and there's a new island. If you did it in Fallout 4, remember you actually went off the map and you went to Far Harbor. So Marvel Avengers, well, of course, they let people play to their wildest superhero dreams and a lot of, you know, third-person action co-op missions and things like that. But the game will also exist in a sort of non-canon universe as well. So, you know, Captain America, Iron Man, Hulk, Black Widow, Thor, and, you know, specific areas where you can play as a specific hero, a lot of missions that'll open up and you can play with another hero and you can team up as well. And Hughes added, missions have story significance but also allow you to tell your own story, and those are designed to be replayable. So the games as a service model, a video game where the game receives ongoing content and updates after launch, of course, is not a new one. We've seen that a lot now. We see that basically all the time. I see that all the time in Fallout 76. You know, you could say, well, Destiny was the first one, and then Rainbow Six Siege. And then if you think about Fortnite, the way they did it, you know, it's just always evolving. And that to me is, I mean, if you think about old school gaming, that's something that could never happen. There was no way in the face of the world that you could have a game and all of a sudden new stuff would just start happening. You know, especially for free without a season pass. And it's funny, with Fallout 76, finally got over level 60. And now I'm at the point, because I'm always about 700 over, and so I can never fast travel just because I refuse to give up all this good stuff, which it seems like I always need. At least now I can kill a Scorch Beast. I just get it to land and hit it with Grognar's axe. I don't even need Fury or Buff Tats or Buff Out or any of that. But I'm at the point now where I think I might just get rid of everything, just keep the axe, a couple of guns, and get under 200, and don't worry about having so much junk. And I mean, my house is portable anyway. But maybe settle down. The house that I build now in Fallout 76, it's not really a house. It's just basically a platform with two Mark II turrets, stone walls on either side, which can be shot out, and they have been by enemies. Go up two flights of stairs. And then at the top, going back over the original platform, is a very small wooden floor that has my power armor station, my tinker station for ammo, armor workbench, weapons workbench, a stove for cooking, and a bed, and more turrets, and then some traps and a lot of punji spikes. There's literally no reason to have the fermenter and the brewer. I don't drink these beers anyway. They don't do anything for you. And I just thought I had these huge things just steaming and smoking and taking up space, and I just stored them. There's no there's no reason for it. So I still, after all this time, I can't even build that much stuff. I've just put too much into my character. I know a lot of people dedicate themselves to like taking all these perks. And by the way, once you hit 50, you can't add on to any of your levels. You can take a point, like you can take, if you're using only 6 points in intelligence, which would be dumb, quite literally, and you want to transfer one over to strength, you can do that or you can pick a new card. I'm already at intelligence and perception and strength at 15. I can't go any higher. But I'm about to wash my hands up. But anyway, that's a game also that every time I play it, I feel like they're doing another new update, new update, new update. And does it get old? I say it can get a little bit old. All right, let's look at some new games coming out. Speaking of the Switch, Bloodstained Ritual of the Night. This will be on Tuesday. And Bloodstained, of course, reminds us all of Castlevania. And it should. It comes from Koji Igarashi. He was the guy that ran Castlevania for a long time. And this was a Kickstarter-funded project. A big castle to explore, monsters to slay, powerful magic to acquire. Now, you might say, that's already out on the PS4, the Xbox One, and the PC. Yes, it is. And now it's available on the Switch. At least on the 25th. Judgment on the PS4. And a lot like Bloodstained. It'll remind you, Judgment might remind you of that. In this case, Yakuza comparisons are totally apropos. It seems like it's a spin-off set in a lot of the same Tokyo locations. But it's not about the Japanese mob. It's about a detective named Takeyuki Yagama solving crimes. Samurai Showdown on Tuesday, available for the PS4 and Xbox One. And after nearly 10 years out of the spotlight, this is, of course, a long-running fighting series. It's back, and it's a reboot. And for those of you who don't know, the Showdown games have a very tricky battle system. And characters go down in a single hit, which you could say is more realistic. And there are plenty of fighters who are returning and some new contenders as well. Lots of new weapons. On the 27th, The Sinking City, PS4, Xbox One, and PC. The main protagonist is a private dick named Charles Reed. He comes to a fishing town by the town the name of Oakmont and looks into a series of strange occurrences. The residents keep having terrifying visions, and the various city districts keep flooding. It's raining. You got to literally navigate, and people will say, Lovecraftian horrors. I mentioned Super Mario Maker 2. That'll be on Friday. And this is a game that has, you know, we always talk about replayability. This has endless replayability to it. It's just a matter of how much you can get your imagination to go. We also have F1 2019 on the PC, the official video game of Formula One. That'll be on the PC. Furwind, F-U-R, Wind, Xbox One, action platformer Furwind, embarking on this epic adventure in which a little fox will fight ominous battles. By the way, F1 2019 also available on the Xbox One and the PS4. Graveyard Keeper, an interesting duo, the PS4 and, wait for it, Android. Yes. Whatever works for you, you can play it on your phone as well. And Graveyard Keeper is a game, it says, from the creators of Punch Club, the most inaccurate medieval cemetery management sim. How about that? Medieval cemetery management sim. The Revolution, PS4, Xbox One, Paris, the times of the French Revolution. You control a judge of the Revolutionary Tribunal. What, are they going to run the Reign of Terror? And then Fort Boyard on the PC. This is a action castle defense game. And finally, Samurai Showdown 2019 in the PS4. This is a next-generation version of the weapon-based fighting franchise, now with 3D graphics. I'm Rick Tittle. Come on back, and we'll do the cheat code on the Video Game Review.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Money Now 100 is not a lender, broker, or agent of any lender or financial advisor. We do not make loans or credit decisions. You must be 18 years or older and a U.S. resident to qualify. This is not an offer or solicitation to lend. I went to MoneyNow100.com and got the $5,000 I needed deposited in my account the next business day. If you need money for any reason, help is here. Go to MoneyNow100.com and get the money you need. Need to pay off credit card debt? Go to MoneyNow100.com. Need your car repaired? Need home improvement money? Visit MoneyNow100.com. If you need fast cash for any reason, go to MoneyNow100.com. Good, bad, or no credit at all. Go to MoneyNow100.com. You could get up to $5,000 as soon as the next business day. Go to MoneyNow100.com on your phone, tablet, or computer. Type in the address bar MoneyNow100.com. That's MoneyNow100.com.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But The Secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
The Video Game Review.
All right, thanks for that. Welcome back to the Video Game Review. Time for a cheat code. Actually, writing in is Carrie, Rick at SportsByline.com. He wants advice on how to defeat the Schwarzgeist in Kingdom Hearts 3. Schwarzgeist for German for Black Ghost. I didn't play the game, but I found out. You ready? Here we go. First, get a gummy ship with 200 speed. The easiest option is to get the Endymion ship from photographing the Endymion constellation in the Misty Stream Galaxy. The Schwarzgeist optional boss is found inside the large green tornado, at the center of the Misty Stream Galaxy. That's the second galaxy you visit. Once the Endymion ship is unlocked, select it at the embark screen to challenge the Schwarzgeist. You can also create your own custom ship with 200-plus speed. Slower ships cannot fly into the tornado into the galaxy center. During the boss fight, roll a lot to evade the attacks of the boss. Also, make sure you have the repair kit special weapon unlocked. It allows you to heal every 30 to 40 seconds. When your health gets low, just roll around. Avoid getting hit until your repair kit is recharged. Heal yourself. Repeating this, keep hitting the Schwarzgeist, defeat him, and then you get the Thermosphere Trophy. I hope that helped. Any correspondence throughout the week? Rick at SportsByline.com. Thanks for tuning in to an edition of the Video Game Review. We'll see you next week right here.